There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
And an update on Yemen.
Yeah, we're going to start there. Al-Hudaydah is one of the avenues through which Iranian weaponry and arms are entering Yemen. Those are the words of His Excellency Dr. Anwar Gargash, who's Cabinet Member and Minister of State for Foreign Affairs, who spoke at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs this afternoon. He also revealed that the UAE, along with the Saudi-led coalition and Yemeni military forces, are analysing the situation in Al-Hudaydah before taking any action towards liberating the area. Gargash said that there are other reasons why the liberation of the Houthi-controlled Hudaydah port is crucial.
Also, other than the smuggling of arms to Hudaydah, Hudaydah actually is a city that wants to get rid of the Houthis. It's a city of 500,000. It is in the Tahama region of Yemen. They don't really subscribe to the same sort of radical Zaydism.
Securing civilian lives in Al-Hudaydah port is one of the Saudi-led coalition's main concerns. And those are the words of His Excellency Dr. Anwar Gargash, who is the Cabinet Member and Ministry of State for Foreign Affairs. He was talking this afternoon at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and he was showing some of the other challenges facing the Saudi-led coalition when taking into consideration the liberation of the Houthi-controlled port.
We recognise that the first challenge facing us is the fragile humanitarian situation because of the importance of it. The second one is the military challenge.
So the UAE is not willing to prolong the war with the Houthis for another 2 or 3 years. And those are the words of His Excellency Dr. Anwar Gargash. He is the Cabinet Member and Minister of State for Foreign Affairs. So he's been speaking about this at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, discussing the issue in Yemen. And Gargash also explained what the Saudi-led coalition's decision is when trying to liberate the Houthi-controlled port.
We decided that the operation should be calibrated, should be gradual, should squeeze, and should allow the port to function as long as we can. And currently, even as we are fighting on the edges, moving into the airport, fighting on the road to Sana'a and so on and so forth, the port actually is working. And there are 6 ships today unloading.
So there was obvious support of the Houthi rebels in Yemen by the Qatari media, and that's according to Dr. Anwar Gargash, who's the Cabinet Minister and Minister of State for Foreign Affairs. So in that discussion today at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, he was discussing the situation in Yemen, but he also revealed that Qatar has criticised the Saudi-led coalition's efforts of eradicating the rebels. Now, Gargash explains why it's not in Qatar's best interest to support such radical groups.
As you know, a hereditary monarchy, part of the Gulf, to see Hezbollah-type militia taking over, you know, a major country in the peninsula. But I think, in the sort of tit-for-tat, small politics that we are seeing from Qatar, we see that there is a worry by Qatar and by the Ikhwan and others that this strategic defeat for the Houthis in a way will also affect their position.
That's His Excellency Dr. Anwar Gargash, who's Cabinet Member and Minister of State for Foreign Affairs. He was speaking today about the Yemen situation at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
If you're trying to keep up to date with the World Cup, it is Sweden taking on Korea, South Korea, at the moment. No goals. And we are, 13 and a half minutes in? Something like that. So we're going to keep up to date with all the sport, all the World Cup. We're going to be talking to Chris McCarty, who is out and about enjoying the World Cup. Slightly more than he probably should be, but then that's how Chris McCarty rolls.
I don't think he could enjoy it any less if he tried.
He could not be more excited than he is.
I think that's factually correct.
It's factually correct indeed. So we're going to get out of the goals as well. Now, the story we're looking at today is this. Did you know that you are at risk of, you, including you, NLT, are at risk of being hacked on your WhatsApp account? Now, that's according to the TRA, the Telecommunications Regulatory Authority here in the UAE. They're warning that hackers can get access to all of your contacts and conversations and perhaps even take over your account.
So if I get any strange messages from you, it's not actually you.
It's highly unlikely to be me, let's be honest. When did I last... If I WhatsApp you occasionally,
Actually, that sounds really rude. No, it's regularly, I would describe that.
It is regularly, but you do need to be careful is the point. And we kind of take WhatsApp for granted.
I was going to say that because it's always promised it's encrypted, those kinds of things. WhatsApp is one of those places. Emails, you're so aware, hyper aware. Mm. Look out for security issues in emails. But WhatsApp, this is a surprising new story to me today.
Well, it is. So we've heard from Mohammed Gayath, who is Executive Director of Information Security Regulatory Affairs with the TRA. So you can be hacked on your WhatsApp account. He's been telling us how people might be tricked.
Patient zero in the medical terminology is through downloading a fresh version of WhatsApp app on a PC, most probably. And then they target any random number, any mobile number, and you would receive a verification code and a link to activate your newly installed WhatsApp app. Most of people don't look at it and they just click the link. They never think about why I'm receiving an activation code where I did not even download the new version of WhatsApp application. So why I should receive a verification code? So the minute you access the link, it activates WhatsApp on a second device, whether it's a mobile or a PC. And then he can access your conversations and immediately your own app on your own device gets deactivated.
So it's easy to see how it can happen, isn't it? So if you get a link like that and you re-download, reinstall WhatsApp, yeah, or you get something, you think, well, it's come from WhatsApp, so it must be fine. Or it seems like it's come from WhatsApp.
Yeah, it's a warning to just be a bit more vigilant because, like you say, you kind of take WhatsApp for granted. And emails, we're so used to these warnings being told, just look out if the email isn't quite right, if the email address isn't from the way the company normally sends it, just to be aware. So it's interesting to hear that warning and really good advice.
Mm. And if you do have a problem with it, then go to the official Play Store to get a new version of it. I mean, be careful. If you're using WhatsApp on a computer,
yes,
or a laptop, you know how you have to kind of take a picture of the little QR code box thing?
Yes.
Every time you log on to it.
I've never used WhatsApp on a computer.
Have you not?
Well,
it's
never.
It's really good. So you load it on a computer. It's a little small program. But every time you want to use it, you have to take a picture of a QR code that's generated.
Okay, so that helps.
As soon as you go online. So it knows that it connects with the account. But it's easy to see how people can be tricked. So that's one story we're looking at today. Something to be aware of. Be careful with your WhatsApp because it is, of course, really, really important to all of us now. It's how we kind of communicate these days in the new millennium.
Yes, it is indeed.
We're in the latter stages of the new millennium, the way things are going. Right, let's move on to the news today. The UAE is not willing to prolong the war with the Houthi rebels for another 2 or 3 years. We've heard today from His Excellency Dr. Anwar Gargash, Cabinet Member, Minister of State for Foreign Affairs, who spoke today in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs about the situation in Yemen. He also explained what the Saudi-led coalition's decision is when trying to liberate the Houthi-controlled Al-Hudaydah port.
We decided that the operation should be calibrated, should be gradual, should squeeze, and should allow the port to function as long as we can. And currently, even as we are fighting on the edges, moving into the airport, fighting on the road to Sana'a and so on and so forth, the port actually is working. And there are 6 ships today unloading.
That's Dr. Anwar Gargash, His Excellency Dr. Anwar Gargash, Cabinet Member, Minister of State for Foreign Affairs, speaking today at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs about the situation in Yemen. And he says there's been obvious support of the Houthi rebels in Yemen by Qatari media. He's also revealed that Qatar's criticised the Saudi-led coalition's efforts to eradicate the rebels. And he's explained why it's not in Qatar's best interest to support radical groups. Now, the story we've been looking at, NLT, is WhatsApp.
Yeah, this has been really interesting for me because it's something I completely was unaware of. Did you know that you're at risk of being hacked on your WhatsApp account? And that's according to the UAE's Telecommunications Regulatory Authority, or the TRA, which is warning that hackers can gain access to all of your contacts and conversations, as well as taking over your account. Mohammed Gayath is the Executive Director of Information Security Regulatory Affairs with the authority and tells us how people can be tricked.
Patient zero in the medical terminology is through downloading a fresh version of WhatsApp app on a PC, most probably, and then they target any random number, any mobile number, and you would receive a verification code and a link to activate your newly installed WhatsApp app. Most of people don't look at it and they just click the link. They never think about why I'm receiving an activation code where I did not even download the new version of WhatsApp application. So why I should receive a verification code? So the minute you access the link, it activates WhatsApp on a second device, whether it's a mobile or a PC. And then he can access your conversations, and immediately your own app on your own device gets deactivated.
So that's how hacking can take place. But obviously, there's advice for what happens if it does take place. So WhatsApp users are being warned to let friends and family know if your account has been hacked. And that's also the advice from the UAE's Telecommunications Regulatory Authority, the TRA. And they say that contacts should not reply to messages from a hacked WhatsApp. So if you suspect someone has been hacked, don't reply to them. Don't give the hackers the access to your information either. It also advises users to inform the authorities if money has been exchanged during the process. Mohammed Gareth is the Executive Director of Information Security Regulatory Affairs with the authority and shares some important tips.
This is one of the most important parts, the two-factor authentication on WhatsApp. The second would be being aware of what you're doing. You don't click any link that you receive on your mobile without knowing why this link is being sent to you, why the code has been sent to you. And in case you have a friend of yours' account has been hacked and you receive messages from your friend asking you to click a link, and you find in this conversation that either the conversation is not using the same language that you're very used to with this friend, or he's asking for something which is weird, like a cash of money, or press a link which you don't know what is it. So you should be very, very aware and suspicious of these activities, and don't fall into it and don't immediately act on it. Because we've seen cases where people would transfer money to these hackers simply by receiving a message through WhatsApp that I'm your cousin and I'm in a desperate need. Please send me 5,000 dirhams or 10,000 dirhams. And they go and immediately transfer the money to a third party.
That's Mohammed Gayath, who's the Executive Director of Information Security Regulatory Affairs with the TRA, the Telecommunications Regulatory Authority. And they're sharing some really really important information, actually. You can be hacked on WhatsApp. Be aware. Don't respond to any messages that are unfamiliar. And if you are hacked, contact the authorities, particularly if money has been exchanged, and let your friends and family know, obviously not via WhatsApp, but let them know you've been hacked so they know any subsequent messages until you're all sorted are not coming from you.
A timely reminder.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.